All right, so we're back in the Reb Chaim, and we have the two questions. Right, the two questions. One, why did the Rambam knock out the Shir Emsoi of Kidei Likrotz Petziporen? Because it'll have a Nafkamina in Dinei Memanashach. And the second question is... I mentioned last week, right, that even though the Aruch Ner doesn't like the Sidrei Tahara's particular example, because he thinks it's a problem of a Svek Sveka, or it's answered by a Svek Sveka, but he gives another example, which is, he just works out that it's in two different Gavras. And as he works out a case, well, you have a Mamanashach based on the Makadesh, the guy and the girl. He just works it out. It's the same idea. Same kind of manashach. Okay? Each one has a different level of Cyrus. And then you don't have a Svek-Svek, because Svek-Svek has to be in the same Beguf Echad. Okay. Whatever. It's the same thing. All right. And then the second question is that if you have Rosho Mashchir by Paraduma, so you cut the lachas, you cut off the mashchir, right? And then you have the nishar that's red, but it's only good if the nishar is kidei netila sazuk. And the Ram should have, the kasha they all ask is, the Ram should have said it's kidei lacha frosha wal ikran, since it has to be kulan lahachmir. Kulan lahachmir. So machmir would have been the lakof lakof. That's the kasha they ask, right? Yeah. By the way, just to be a separate aside, not Reb Chaim's problem at all, but the din of gozeis b'misparayim, that's a separate halacha. Because really you're saying that if the ikron is madim, so then you're saying that the hair is defined as a edom. You don't say it's black and you don't say it's a hybrid. You say it's edom. Right? That defines the min. Is this still a paraduma? So the answer is, you have to go by the Ikron Shel Cyrus. That's how you define it. That defines the min behema. And then the seyar. But now there's a separate halacha in mara, that you do not leave the black top there. That Rosh HaMashchir has to be cut off. But that's a separate halacha. You have to say it's a separate halacha. Din in Mara, din in like a type of din, like Hidur. I'm not saying it is Zekeli Mavayel, but I'm saying it's that kind of idea. Separate halacha in the Mara of the Behema, that it can't have even a, it's detrimental if it doesn't have the look of a paraduma. Even though really from a species definition-wise, it is a paradoma. That's a separate law. Okay, now I think we're going to have to read the whole paragraph in order to even get a sense of what Reb Chaim is trying to say here. It's hard to stop here because, in a sense, the very premise of the paragraph comes in the middle and towards the end of the paragraph. But I think you need that in order to understand the whole paragraph as a whole. So let's check it out. So he says like this. In my version, I'm using the version. The end of the paragraph is, the next paragraph is Ella. Well, that's the paragraph from Venera, the whole paragraph of Venera. Okay. You should get that version. It's the only version to use. The version that Ramosha and Vavelvel Soloveitchik approved. The one they released. Okay. V'nira lomar, the das ha-rambam, da ha-da-halacha kidivrei kulam ha-hachmir, who dafka heched adin shel shir seyar hu begufo. Val ze amrin and dainin and beila hachmir. The mishigia l'shiura the netilas hazug dainin and bei din seyar. V'chein dainin and lahachmir shelo yechosh of seyar imein bo kidei luck of rosh l'ikra. Masha, okay, so that's by what? That's by godless, by defining of Ben or Abbas. That Reb Chaim calls Shir Seir Begufo. And that's when you say the rule of Kulan Lahachmir. Masha'ena King Hachabet Para, the Din Shiura the Odem Shibasiros. Eino Shayach Klal Lugufan Shalasiros. Okay, notice how he says that. The din shiura da odem shebesairos. Okay? The lo nemar halacha, the din seyar shebeikar, mevatel psula de shachras, olavana sheberoshan. You don't say that. You don't say that the din seyar in the ikar is somehow canceling out, nullifying the psul shachras that exists at the top of the hair. It's not an idea of bittel. V'lo bein in klal sheichalo shem seyar be'ikran amadim. There's no Allah you need a chalo shem seyar, whatever that means. Kiyem d'shir shel adin seyar sheyesh be'ikran ha'adam b'zehu d'dinan shein ikran madim. But rather the shir of the din seyar that's in the root, right? In the red root, That is enough that we judge it as being ikron madim. Asher al kain sir leila Rambam de lo shayach hacha klal hod alacha k'divrei kulan lahachmir. Then you don't apply the rule of kulan lahachmir. The rakev in sheyesh miyas shir v'din amoel l'shem seyar. But since you do have a shir, that certainly qualifies as having a shem seyar. Memela havin a Cyrus ikrin madim v'deinam psulin. Then automatically you have to say that the Cyrus are their ikrin is madim and they're not posel. V'yafakav they need a lehusha be ikrin ha'adam levad lesbu chalos shame Cyrus. Mikol makom lo nitzareif roshan hamashchir lemechal bu shame seyar shachar. So even though it's true, that what? That the Ikron alone doesn't have a Chalos Shem Cyrus, nevertheless we will not, of course, make the mistake of joining together the Rosh HaMashchir with the bottom to give it a Chalos Shem Seyar, which of course then it would be puzzle. Tzeh sheyesh b'din shir shel seyar b'shum makom zehu gufei mol shem b'chlal ikron madim v'lo pasli. But since they have a din shir in any place, that's enough. That itself intrinsically is enough to say that the ikron is madim and it's not possible. And you don't say what he just said before, that you'll join them together and say it's a chalos shem seyar that's a hybrid and it's possible. V'zeh shepasak a Rambam shiura dinitilas hazug gam lahakel v'kamoshen is bar or kamosh nichtav nicha or something. Okay, a commotion is bar, like we've explained. Okay. All right. El dechol zehu lefi psak halacha d'alacha k'divrei kulan lahachmir. Dinimsa d'shalosh shiura nemru b'din Cyrus. Okay, but everything, Reb Chaim said, that we just said now, this whole distinction, whatever it may be, is only according to halacha k'divrei kulan lahachmir, and it means that there are, in fact, three shiurim that are said b'din Cyrus. V'nemar de'elo ha'shlosh ha'shiurim hein lahachmir l'chalos shem seyar. And these three shiurim, we go lahachmir to say they all have a chalos shem seyar. V'al kein amrin in the cave and ha'shiurim hu zuta. Harei yesh bo gam kein din v'alocha shol shiur seyar. And since now we're saying that even the small shiur has also a din and halacha of a shiur seyar, because there are three of them, al kein m'meila mo'el, Ladun al yada din ikron madim. So therefore, it's going to help that you could judge it that, but based on it, I should say, based on the shear zuta on the small shear, that the Ikran is in fact considered madim. Masha'ena kin la tanoyim de iflagu b'mishna seinu. Ulechol echad leka rakhad shiura. Vashir hava alocha shiyesh bedin seyarim chalo shem seyar chad milso. And there's a coin to the tanoyim who argue. So it's going to come out according to them. They only have one shear. They don't have three realities of a shear. They only have one shear. Okay? They only have one shear. So it's going to have to be that the din seyar with the chaloshem seyar is one thing. One and the same. And the imkain, ikra madim, is shear din shal seyar. Chad milsa v'chadino. So therefore, how you judge ikra madim and the shear din seyar is all one thing. You can't go to another system or another standard. Valkein chashva mishnah gam shir seyah shel para l'shiur rabak they look up roshon leikron, and that's why the mishnah has that the shir seyah of para it also has kidei look up roshon leikron because there it's taking up three different shitas. Ukemoshin is fire, and then he just says one more. Let's just read one more line. El the chol devein who im name of the hada alachit derekun lachmi who betar is vaday. Uvikar alacha nema the shloshiyurim yesh b'sayres. Ah, shapa yeshlom kamoshka sabno. Okay, but everything we said has to be that the halacha is kedivrei kulan lahachmir hu b'daris vaday, and that is the very halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's the very halacha that shloshiyurim yesh b'sayres. That in fact there are three shiurim when it comes to Cyrus, not just one. Okay, but then he says if you say misveika, then you can't say it. Then it's not possible. If you say it's a real suffix, then of course you're gonna have to go machmir in every possible instance. But that's not what we're saying. Okay? I think we have read enough. Now the question is, what does Reb Chaya mean here? What does he mean in this paragraph? What's the real distinction? The basic distinction between the case of Paraduma, and there you don't say v'chulam v'hachmir, and the case of Godless, Ben Abbas, where there you're going to say for sure, chulam v'hachmir. What's the difference?
There's no chalal shem saris any way you look at it. It's almost like this is a bothersome piece of hair, and we have this separate halacha of ikra ma'adim just to kind of save it from being puzzled, you know?
Okay. It's funny, I originally gave the basic idea, and originally Rebbe rejected it. And then about a day later, he ended up saying, you know, he took it a little further than I did, but pretty much the same idea. Yeah. It's like, I don't know what else to do with Reb Chaim. You'll tell me what you think. See, there are two different questions being answered here in the two sugyas. One question is, do you have a chefza of seyar, meaning? Let me say it better. It's a question in quantity. That seyar is defined by a certain quantity. And you're asking, do you have that chaloshem seyar that is defined quantitatively? Then there's another question. It's a qualitative question. Is this Seyar red? In other words, what is the qualitative definition of the Seyar? It's a quality question, not a quantity question. And the basic answer that Reb Chaim is saying, because I really want to say the basic answer, I mean, I'll try to expand on it, but let me just state it straight out. He's giving a categorical answer. He's saying that kulan lahachmir is only when you're dealing with a sheer sayer begufo, when you're dealing with the quantitative question. those halachas that depend on a criteria of a quantity of hair, the halacha is kula mahachmir. That's basically the Gemara in Nida. Wherever you need a chaloshem seyar that's defined by quantity, where the chaloshem is dependent on quantity, then you say kula mahachmir. But you do not apply the rule, the kula mahachmir, in a question of quality. In a question of quality, you simply look to the system and say, is that red? Well, is that recognized? Is that hair? And in the system, there are three shiurim of hair. It is a hair in the system. Kula lahachmir is only when you're looking for quantity, you got to go to the chumra quantity. But not because you're saying that that kedei netilas hazug does not have a shame sayer in the system. It does. It has a shame sayer. And that's exactly what Reb Chaim means. The kol zeh, everything we've said until now, is based on the idea that there are three shiurim vadai in the system. Not a sveika. Sveika, forget about it. Then the whole thing you can throw out. None of this will make any sense. If you hold sveika, then of course, by paradum, it has to be kidei luck of Rosh and Alikron. Of course. If it's sveika l'chumra, of course that's what it means. But that's not what it means. It means there are three, the Reb Chaim saying, it's all based, that's why I said you have to read to the end of the paragraph, it's based on this idea that there really are three shiurim of seyar in the system, in the halachic system. And kula lahachmir is a rule when you are searching in the system for a quantity of seyar. When you're posketing a question of kamos, of quantity, then the halach is kulan lahachmir. That was Mar Ukba's, or Rav Chista, I forgot who it was, Megbuk. That's their halacha. But if it's a question of, is this a red hair? So the fact that it's kidei netilas hazug, which is a shame sayer in the system, that's sufficient to say it's red. And it's not the pshat that you're mavat, what he means, you're not mavatel the top. It means that's enough to define it as red. That answers the question qualitatively. I don't need to start joining other parts to widow being mavatal, etc., etc. I simply want to know, is there a shame, b'shum makom, is there a shame in the of a red hair? It's a qualitative question. Does this hair have the characteristic of redness? Well, does this have a shame sayer in the system? Absolutely. Then you have a red hair. That's it.
Rabbi?
No, don't rabbi me. By godless there the halacha is, what is a chaloshem seyar? That's something that's nigdar. It's defined by quantity. And that's the halacha of a kula mahachmir. It's a different question. You're answering two different questions. A question that lies essentially in the world of quantity, and then another question that lies essentially in the world of quality. When it lies in quality, then all I need to say is, do I have that quality in the system? And the answer is, of course I do. Because there's a sheer sayer of kedei netilas zug. And it's red. Therefore, that hair is red. That's a red hair. I'm not answering a quantity question. You don't say v'kula mahachmir. That's what he means. There are three shiurim vadai in the system. That's the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But the rule is, when you're looking for quantity, it's kula mahachmir. That's what we believe Reb Chaim is saying. And if he's not, we give up. Yeah, that's exactly what Reb Chaim's saying. It's not a question of bittul. It's not that. It's not rove. It's ikron. That's the criteria. That's what defines this as a min paraduma, that its roots are red. That you have root hairs that are red. Ikran armadim. That's correct.
Okay. And where does he say?
He says, Mikol makom lo nitzaref roshan hamashchir lemechel b'shem seir shachar. You don't go ahead and start combining the black to say that will be the in the quantitative realm that will be a vaday chaloshem seir. You don't say that. The zesh yesh ban din shir shall seir b'shum makom zehu gufei moel shem b'chol ikrim madav lo pasli. But rather you say that since this shear of Seir, this size Seir, is recognized in the system as being a, as having a shame Seir, that's enough to answer the quality question of, is it red? Is it a red hair? And if you want to know one question, is it a red hair? The answer is yes. That hair right there is recognized in the system, and therefore it's red. Therefore, by definition, it's a red hair. That's right. Correct.
Okay.
That's right. You can't be b'shum makom because that's the machlokas Reb Meir and the Chacham in the Mishnah. Reb Meir holds you go by the top, and the Chacham holds you go by the ikran. So you can't be b'shum makom. That would be against the very machlokas in the Mishnah.
Right.
Right. So b'shum makom, he means b'shum makom in the system. B'shum makom. The fact that you have three shiurim, it's a hair b'shum makom. That's what he means.
Yeah, but why shouldn't you say first?
David,
One minute. Bizehu shepasak Rambam shiur dinatil zum gam lahakel. Yeah, because there's no problem. This is a different question. He's answering a qualitative question. There's no rule of kulon lahachmir by a qualitative question. It's a different kind of category. It's a different question you're trying to answer. It's not an issue of, is this a seir? Is this long enough to be a seir? It's not the question you're asking. The question is this a red hair? Does this hair partake of redness? So you just need something that's recognized as a hair in the halachic system. And we have three shiurim vadai. They're all hairs. One is not more hair than the other. Do you understand that? Only in Sveika would you say something like that. All these three entities are hairs. They're hairs. The only thing is you go halachically kulam lahachmir when you're dealing with quantity. It's pure, I'm telling you, this is like, you gotta think about what he's saying here. I think the problem is you always keep on thinking in the world of Sveika. That's why he makes that point. The nimsa the shlosh shirim nemru b'din Cyrus. You see, val kain amina the kaver that shira zut hare yesh bo gam kain din v'halacha shel shir seya al kain emela mamo eladin al yada din ikran madim. Then you can answer the question, the quality question. And then he says in the next paragraph, you see, that's why it just, you know, I mean, look, I can't fault Reb Chaim. I mean, he's presenting the idea. Hold on one second. You know, I'm not here to criticize Chas v'Shalom Reb Chaim, but you know, he has a very abstract way of thinking, and you know, therefore, I probably would have tried pedagogically to slip in earlier the idea. You know, but first he presents his idea, the distinction, but then he shows what it's really conceptually based on, which is the chol ela the chol dvarenu im name of the adalach kedivri kula hachmehu betaris vaday. You don't say that, the whole distinction falls apart. But once you have that idea that there's a lacha l'mosh misinai, that these three shiurim are vaday, they're vaday shiurim, they all exist vaday in the system. But when you're faced with a quantitative question, you go kulan lahachmir. One is the existence of these hairs, these cyrus in the system. And then there's the question, halachically, how do you deal with them, with these three known existences of Seir? And that's in the quantitative realm. You go, cool, on the Hachmir. Whew! Okay, we're going further now. So now Reb Chaim says, third paragraph. Ella. Ella the chol dvarenu hu em neymer dahad halacha kidivrei kun lahachmir hu betoras vadai. Uv ikar halacha nemar de shlosha shiurin yesh besiris. As shaper yesh shloma kamosh kasavnu. Avalim neymer dahad halacha kidivrei kun lahachmir hu misveika de hilchasa keman. Right, it's a real classic sveika. That who's the halacha like? You have three shitas. In kein lo shayach klal mashgasavna. See how he says that? It's not shayach klal. It just wouldn't work. Can't work. Kevin de be'emes leka rachad shiura. Because then you're saying the reality is there's only one shir. There's only one shir in reality. V'din shir seyer havichad milsim din chalo shem seyer. And then that's it. Then the existence of a seyer, and then the whole question of quantity and quality would be one and the same. You couldn't have a distinction like that. Im kein shuv hader kasha la Rambam, lama lo pasak lahachmir bepara beikran madim, sheyeshir ha'odem kidei lokaf roshan leikran, kevin de bepachas mizeh, ein bo shum din seyer b'shum makam. You heard that again, Fishbein?
Yep, very clear. I think that's what Chaim meant though.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay. Now, Achein Nira, the Be'emes Dasa Rama Mavur Kain LaHedja, the Halacha Kedivrei Kulan LaHachmir Hu B'Torahs Vaday, Ukemoshe Pasak B'Perches Milchas Tumas Saras Halacha Hev Halacha Vav, Shtei Cyrus Hatzuhuvos Simin Tuma, Vahu Shei Nitlos Bezug Kemoshe Biyano B'Seir Alava. So here the Rambam in Periches is dealing with Nesek. Okay? Now what's the halacha by a Nesek? That two Saros Tzehuvos are a Simen Tuma. And then the Rambam says, but they have to be long enough that the Nidlos Bezug, Kemosha B'Yarna B'Seir Lavan by Baheres, in Paragimel, I think. Okay? He'll come back to that later. So then he continues. Haseir ha-shachar ha-matzil b'niskin ein pachas mebei sairos ve'ein ha-matzilos ha-chiyu arkan kidei lokof roshan le'ikran. Ah, but if the nesek you have a seir shachar which is matzil by nesek, it's metayer, it has to be at least bei sairos. And the Sairos Shchoros are not Matzilos unless they're at least Kidei Lokof Roshan Le'ikran. Hare, the Pasuk Neshtei Sairos Shchoros HaMatzilos Miseir Tzov Shu Kidei Netilas HaZug Tzorach Lios Orkan Kidei Lokof Roshan Le'ikran. So it comes out, interesting thing, that the Shtei Sairos Shchoros that are Matzilos, they have to be Lokof Roshan Le'ikran. And the Seir Tzov that it's rescuing it from, they have to be Kedei Netilas Hazuk. Vikasha. Darei Benetilas Hazuk Sagi Mitam Emanashach. Im Haser Atzov Shiro Benetilas Hazuk. Im Kain Hare Gam Haser Shachar Gam Kain Din Seir Bey. Umatzil. Umidachot, alright? You should have a Emanashach here. If you tell me the Seir Shachar, which is Seir Tzav, is Mitame, is a Simen Toma, and that has to be contained in Zug, then the Matzil in the same system should be what? The same Shir, Mamonashach. If that's a Seir and it's Mitame, then that's a Seir and it's Matzil. And if it's not, then you don't need a Hatzalah. Right? Umidachalkan a Rambam, since the Rambam made a split here, he has two different shiurim. Shmamina the lacha kidere kulan lahachmir hu betaris vadai. Ushnei hashiurim nemru ba lacha lamosh misinai the Cyrus. Uvachulo dainin and lahachmir gamkin betaris vadai. Valkain leka mamanachach. The shiur haseir tomei hu kidei netilas hazog. v'shir seir hamatzil dino k'dei lakof roshel le'ikro. Ulefiza da'alacha k'divrei kun la'achmir hu b'toras v'adai u'me'ikar ha'alacha l'moshe m'sinai. Okay? I'll read him came Yushav in a second. So what is Reb Chaim saying? Give me one second. I just got to go to the bathroom. Hold on. So Reb Chaim here is showing you that from the very halachas of the Rambam himself, it's conclusive that the Rambam is learning that the three shiurim of Seyar are vadai. The fact that he splits, that the Seyar, the Shir Seyar Hametame is Netila Zug, and the Shir Seyar Hamatzil is Roshon Le'ikron. Because if you tell me it's a Sveika, then Mamanashach. It doesn't make sense. You can't have these two different things. Not possible. One is the, so to speak, the antidote of the other one. So if that's a shear sayer, then that's a shear sayer. Mamanashach. But if you say that no, that there's a sayer hametame, and then there's a sayer hamatzil, right? And now you're saying v'kulon lahachmir b'toras vaday, right? You're saying kulon lahachmir to these vaday saros, so that it makes sense that the sheer metame lahachmir is going to be netila zug. And then when you want to answer how long does a sayer have to be in order to be matzil, the answer is lahachmir. Luck of Rosh and Al Ikron. So you have to say, there's only one way logically to answer this Rambam, is to say that the three Shiurim of Torah is Vadai. Because if they were Sveika, the Hilchos HaKaman, this would be impossible. That's what Reb Chaim is showing from this case. He wants to show it's not just, he's not just saying a svara to distinguish. You have to say this. Or else the Rambam is going to be caught minei obey. How can he be machalik between the two cases? It's not possible. How can he do tzov is one thing and shachor is another. And then he finishes off the paragraph. Now it's Mushav Hatev. There's once if you learn Tumas Tzara's case, for, let's say you do that, you have that first. So now you see the Rambam definitely learned that the three Shiurim, he learns Arbitoras Vadai, that they really have a shame sayer in the system, each one. But when it comes to quantity, you go lahachmir. Oh, now you can answer the problem again of paraduma, because now you see that the hairs are vadai, and by paraduma, once you know the hairs are vadai, and there you're answering a qualitative question. So then kedei netila sazug will be the right shear for to know if ikran ma'adim, as we explained before. Okay, as he says again, he says. Once again, he hasn't answered it. He hasn't added a new idea about paradume. He's just showing you that the Reb Chaim saying, my whole answer has to be based on the premise that these three shiurim have real vaday existence in the system. And now I'm showing you conclusively. This is not just a mere, abstract, hypothetical, maybe conjecture that that's the chiluk. No, I'll show you the Rambam definitely holds that way. And once I know the Rambam definitely holds that way, now it's perfect why the Rambam, in his mind, logically, when he got to Paraduma, he now knows Kedei Netil Zug is a Chalal Shem Sayer. He knows it's Vadei a Shem Sayer, right? Okay? I didn't mean in a quantitative method, but I meant that it's a Shem Sayer. Oh, and there you're answering a qualitative question. So therefore, that's enough to say Ikran's Ma'adim, as we said before. Okay? He just wants to conclusively show you that the Ram has to learn Torah's Vadai. There's no other way to learn when you hit that case of Tumas Taras.
Can you explain why
the Suffolk doesn't work for that case? See, the Ram says, Kate said Matzilas. How does the black hair save it? Shim Nishar Besocha Nesach Shtei Saros Shchoros Achal Pishin Nolad Benesach Seyert Sohav Dak Osha Posa Harezetar. Okay? Hechlitu Beseyert Sohav O Bepisyon Vitsamach Benesek Shtei Saros Shchoros Tahar Hanesek Umatsilos Miyad HaPisyon Umiyad HaSeyert Sohav. And that's exactly what the Rav Chaim said. In other words, you're telling me this is the antidote. This Seyar is the antidote to the other Seyar. You see? Now, Mamadashach, if it's really a Sveika, the Rambam is completely doesn't make sense. Mamadashach, if you're telling me that Sveika Ladina is that you treat the little hair, the Kedei Netila Zuga's hair, so then, by definition, the Seyar Shachar that comes along that's the same size has to be Matzil. Because if that's a hair, then this is a hair, and it's Matzil. And if that's not a hair, then this isn't the hair either. And it's also no problem. Mamadashach. How could it be that in a Sveika, you're going to tell me two different Shiurim? It doesn't make any sense. But if you tell me it's B'Torah's Vadan, now I'm dealing with two different situations, two different calculations. What is the Shir Seyer over here? What is the Shir Seyer over here? I have three Vaday Shiurim, but it's Kulam Lahachmir. Oh, Kulam Lahachmir? Oh, so when you're being Metame, when you're talking about the Seyer as a Metame, when you're talking about that Chaloshem Seyer as Chaloshem Seyer HaMetame, Kulam Lahachmir tells you, Kedei Netilas Zug. And when you go to Chaloshem Seyer HaMatzil, you're going to say Lahachmir too. So what size hair do you need to be Matzil, to be Matayer? Oh, Lahachmir. That's Kedei Lokaf Rosh and Alikron. Then it's logical. If you say it's B'Torah's Vadai, then the system is logical. So that the Rambam can be Machalik. So it's proof positive, conclusive, that the Rambam holds that the three Shiurim are said, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, B'Torah's Vadai, not as a Sveika Kaman. And then, once you have that idea, then the Reb Chaim's distinction in quality and quantity by Paraduma works perfectly. If it was Sveika, then you say Kula Lahachmir. But then you're going to also be dealing with things that were one in the same system, how they relate to one another. And then you have Dinei Mimonashach. You can't say Kul Lahachmir here and Kul Lahachmir here when you have a Monashach that tells you one second. If you're going Machmir here, then you have to treat this and tell me that this then this knocks that one off. One is relative to the other. It's not independent phenomenon. You tell me this is Matzil that. Well, what is it Matzil? A hair? Oh, so that is considered a hair. Then this has to be considered a hair too. A Monashach. Now, the one thing I want to point out is that Reb Chaim, in no place in this piece, deals with that which everyone thinks about, which is that the Tanoim have a three-way machlokas, and now comes Mar Ukva and Rav Chisda, and they tell you that it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the kulam l'hachmir, and that means all three exist. Well, if all three exist, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, how come the Tanoim didn't know this halacha l'moshe m'sinai? So you'll say to me, maybe Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and whoever else it is there, I forgot who the third Mandomar is, Rabbi Lazar, right? That they didn't know the Lacham Hashina. They didn't have that Masorah. I know, but some Tana had to have a Masorah, so then there should be a fourth position in the Mishnah. And it's cool on the Hachmir, should already been in the Mishnah. Reb Chaim does not deal with this problem. Whatever the answer is going to be, that's going to be the answer. Reb Chaim is simply interested in defining the phenomenon that's presented by the Rambam. That's what he does know. He knows the case in Saras, he knows the case in Paraduma, and he's simply defining the phenomenon. What happened here in the Halacha historically in the Halacha Lamosh Mesinai? That's not his problem. It's a different kind of a problem. What he does know is what he does know. When you define the facts in front of you, these are the proper conclusions. What happened to the Halacha Lamosh Mesinai? Very interesting question. It's a very nice question. But it's not going to change what are the facts, the nature of these facts that present themselves. And from these facts, you could see how the Rambam understood the sugya. That's all. That's what Reb Chaim knows. And that's what he's interested in defining. And that's why he doesn't have the same bewilderment, nor is he interested in that bewilderment, like the Chazon Ish is. You'll see that the Chazon Ish thinks this whole thing is matmiya. But the Reb Chaim's not worried. He wants to define what is the Rambam system. How did the Rambam understand how the system operates? That's what he wants to do. As a matter of fact, that's correct. You could be left with that kind of question. Just like you see, for instance, as the Rav pointed out, when he gave shiur in Shoresh Rishon, on the Ramban's Hasagas, on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, he points out that the problem and the minion of mitzvos, the Taryag mitzvos, was not a concern of the Shas. So where you have a machlokas and it comes out that one guy said that there are three mitzvos over here, and another guy shows, no, it's only one mitzvah. The Shas doesn't say, okay, you knocked out two mitzvahs. So what two mitzvahs do you put into the Taryag mitzvahs now? They never keep track of the Taryag mitzvahs, even though that's a very serious problem. The Gemara Maka says there are 613 mitzvahs. No one seems to worry about counting them up and how you get to 613. All the Gemara is interested in is defining the information at hand. And the Tanoim and Amoroim simply define the sugya they're in. I mean, the system that they're in. Is this a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? Is this a subcategory of another mitzvah? Whatever it is, however the information presents itself through the psukim, through the brises, the mishnayos, etc., that's how they define it. And nobody's trying to keep cheshbon about the tarayag mitzvahs. So the same thing, I would say similarly. That it's not Reb Chaim's job to keep track of how these halachal moshe mishinais work out. He just knows one thing. That the Ram definitely holds that these three shiurim avada. That's what he knows. Of course he's going to, keep on, probing at that issue, because that's the key issue of this whole thing. And now he's going to take up the next paragraph where he's going to try to swing it the other way. That he will do. He will investigate it to the end whether or not the Ram holds Vaday Asafek. But how to deal with that as a Halacha Lamosh Mesinai issue, that's not his problem. That's why, by the way, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, because Chassam Sofer also agreed that it's Vaday according to the Rambam. Even though the Chassam Sofer is not, the same analysis of Reb Chaim.
I think he comes out that it's a fourth shita.
Whatever it is, okay, fine. But again, where wasn't it? It's a separate problem.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Forget the Tanayim. The Tanayim hold, all the Tanayim hold is only one reality. The Shir that they said. That's the only reality of a Seir. We don't hold like them. We hold halacha v'kula lahachmir. And Reb Chaim say that means vadai. That means there are three types of Seir in the Torah. Three Searas. Zug is a Seir, Tziporin is a Seir, and what do you call it, a Seir? And Lach of Rosh and Alikra. And the Lacha is, the Lacha of Moshe Sinai is, Kula Mahachmir. That's the idea. God recognizes three lengths of hair as all being hair. That's it. No. Hold on. This is the thing, Rich. Hold on.